This is The Workplace, a podcast focusing on workforce development initiatives. I'm Ashley Vandiver. On today's podcast, we will focus on youth in the workforce. Right now, many local areas are gearing up to start their outreach efforts for their Summer Youth Jobs program. First, we will be meeting with Stephanie Smith, the lead youth case manager at the MassHire Greater New Bedford Career Center, located in New Bedford, Massachusetts. Stephanie will be filling us in on the application process for prospective youth and what they can expect once accepted into the program for this summer. Stephanie will also be sharing information for businesses that may be interested in taking part in the program as a summer work site. So thank you very much for joining me today, Steph.
Thank you so much for having me, Ashley.
So tell us about the MassHire Greater New Bedford Career Center's Youth Services Department. What exactly do you all offer for services here?
So we service youth ages 14 to 24 in the Greater New Bedford service delivery area. Some of the services that we offer include HISET, GED referrals. We offer trainings year-round for in-school and out-of-school youth. And with that, we offer some intensive case management services, career counseling services, and also resource referrals. We offer weekly job search workshops here at the MassHire Greater New Bedford Career Center, and those are available for any youth ages 14 to 24 seeking employment. We also offer resume writing and critiquing services, and one of our other big programs is our summer jobs program that I know that we'll get into.
Right. So you guys have a whole bunch of services that you guys offer, which is really awesome for this area. And then on top of that, we have the Summer Youth Jobs Program, which is a huge program here in this area as well. Mm-hmm. So what exactly is the application process for the youth that are interested in taking part in the program?
So we are really excited about that. We have implemented an online application this year for youth to apply. So they are instructed to visit our website. So that is masshiregnbcc.com/youth. And if they navigate to that particular website, they can see that they can apply right online. And that will put their name in the pool to potentially get selected for a summer job for this summer.
That's really great that you guys are implementing that type of technology into the whole application process, since a lot of the youth are using the interweb these days. So how many youth do you anticipate will be applying versus how many will actually get accepted into the program?
So typically in years past, we've had anywhere between 400 and 600 applicants apply. And typically with that, we have enough funding to select about 200. This year, now that we have moved over to an online application, we actually anticipate getting more applicants, which is great. And with that said, we're looking at funding for about 200 to 250 youth for this summer opportunity.
So that's a great number of people that are going through. So with that, how do you guys then select where your youth will be placed for their summer work sites? Is there a bidding situation that the youth will go through and all of that?
So due to the high number of applicants, we are implementing a lottery. But with that said, we're also taking a look at, so when the youth go online to fill out their application, there are some questions that ask them about job sites that they would be interested in working at. And with that said, we try to do a great job matching their interests to the work sites that we have available for them. So there is going to be a mini interview process, which is going to be held in April. So the application deadline, by the way, I wanted to mention this earlier, it's April 5th at 4 p.m. So they have until April 5th to apply, and that survey will close, though, at 4 p.m. on April 5th. So after that, they will get notified via email. So whatever email that they utilize to fill out the application, they'll get an email regarding their next steps, whether they were selected or placed on a waiting list. And they'll be invited to come back in April, probably the end of April, to bring in documentation and do a mini interview session. So that way then we can figure out really where they're selected and where they're going to work for the summer.
Cool. So you said that there is an interview process. So the summer work sites that are actually involved in this program, are they involved in the recruitment process as well as the interview process, or is it your staff interviewing the youth for this program?
So it's actually a combination. So what we're looking at is inviting the work sites that are selecting the older youth to come on in and do that interview process. So we always give that option to the employer work sites. So if they do want to come in and do like a group interview or one-on-one interviews, we do give them that option. Otherwise, we would be the ones facilitating those interview processes.
Great. So if a business were interested in becoming a summer work site, what is the criteria that they must have? And are you guys actually still looking for summer work sites for the summer coming up in 2019?
So we are still trying to finalize our summer employment work site list. So if someone is interested in becoming a work site with us, all they have to do is reach out to me directly. So I can share my information at the end of this. But basically, we work with a variety of different employers. So you can be private sector, you can be public sector, you can be nonprofit. All you kind of have to do is reach out to us and let us know exactly how many youth you're looking to bring on, what age criteria you're looking to employ. And remember that this application process is 14 to 21 year olds. So you just have to let us know what age groups, how many youth, and we would follow up with you in terms of getting like contract signatures and all of that moving forward.
So what would be the deadline for a business to become an employer site for the summer?
We are looking to submit our application by March 22nd. So I would say by March 22nd to give us that information and reach out to us. So again, all you have to do is let us know an idea of how many youth you'd like to select and what the age group is.
So once a work site becomes a work site for the summer program, are they offered support staff during the summer? Who handles all the time cards? What is the discipline process?
Yes, so we typically have funding to bring on site supervisor liaisons. So they are out there to the work sites, checking in daily, taking care of any disciplinary issues that may come up. They're there as support staff. So they're also there to take care of the time cards weekly and make sure that those all get submitted so that the youth are getting paid. And they are really that support network between the staff here that work directly out of the Career Center and then the work sites themselves. So they're that support staff liaison.
So what do you feel the benefits are for youth taking part in this program? And what do you feel the benefits are for businesses that might take part in this program? How can they bounce off of each other and how can they support each other throughout this?
So the most exciting piece, I think, about this is there is a mandatory 15-hour job readiness curriculum that every youth takes part in to participate in this summer jobs program. That particular curriculum focuses on the four major skills that many employers look for, which is dependability, communication, collaboration, and initiative. So they really get to experience all of that and build on those skills. So I think that that's a huge selling point for both. Not only is it a great opportunity for the youth themselves to gain strengths in those skills and areas, but also for the employer, because that's typically what the employers are seeking in an employee. They also, for the youth, as far as a benefit, this is typically their first time working. So it's their first job experience and they get a lot of support going through this. And I think that that's a huge incentive for them. We're checking in with them constantly. We're making sure that if they need some additional support that we're here for that. We're teaching them that job readiness skills, right? We're teaching them punctuality, how to get to work on time, communication, all of those things. So it's a great learning opportunity for the youth, and it gives them an opportunity to gain some work experience when employers may not give them that opportunity initially for their first job.
So all of this is really great, and I'm sure you guys are really looking forward to the summer youth jobs program coming up this summer. So if a youth or a business needed more information on how they can get involved for the summer, how should they go about reaching out to you?
They can honestly reach out to me directly. My number is 508-990-4110. And I am the lead youth case manager here at the Mass Higher Greater New Bedford Career Center. So if they want to reach out to me via telephone, or they can reach me at my email, which is smith@masshiregnbcc.com.
Cool. Thank you so much for meeting with me today, and best of luck with this summer.
Thank you so much, Ashley.
Next, we'll be meeting with Jackie Braley, who is the general manager of Price Right Supermarket located in New Bedford, Massachusetts. Price Right is a seasoned youth summer job worksite working in conjunction with the Mass Higher Greater New Bedford Career Center Youth Services Department for many, many years. With her, we will focus on career pathways, different benefits of the Summer Youth Jobs Program, and how other employers could benefit from getting involved with the program. Hi, Jackie. So thank you for meeting with me today. So the first question that I have is, how long have you been a part of the Summer Jobs Program? I know you've taken on youth in the past as a year-round program, but also for summer too. So how long have you been a part of the program?
I'm going to say Price Right's been part of the program for about 7 to 8 years, taking in youths.
And then what career pathways would you suggest a youth should be interested in if they wanted to work at Price Right? Because as you may know, some of the application process, the youth get to click off what their interests are to begin with. So what would you say their interest should be?
I would say if they're starting off at Price Right, that they're would want to go into merchandising, customer service, maybe some management, cashiering, hospitality, anything to do with the public, to enjoy working with the public.
Now, since you've been a work site for so long, how often would you say that you've hired a youth after their work experience with you?
Oh, boy. Okay. I hire probably anybody that's come to work for me out of the program as long as they want to work. I'm known to hire, right off the bat, I tell them when you come in, if you want a job permanently, this is the place to stop, because I will hire everybody that comes in as long as they show initiative that they want to work and want a job. I'm more than willing to hire them all. And I've hired loads of them already since we've started.
Right, because I started working with you back in either 2012 or 2013, and since then, Price Right's been really great about hiring everyone that we've sent over. So what would you say some of the skills the youth will gain as being a part of your staff here at Price Right?
I think they'll learn how to merchandise product correctly, give some customer service, have time management, and also learning how to follow directions from a superior, among a lot of other things, how to really get along with customers. And sometimes they're difficult, and you have to learn how to be able to deal with that.
Now, what would you say has been the most beneficial part for your Price Right being a part of this program since it's been so long, and I know you've had so many youth come through? What would you say is the most beneficial part?
Well, the best part I like is they're not on my payroll to stop. So I get to, this is like a use before you buy type of deal. So when a youth comes in, I get to teach them and coach them to see where they'll fit in on the job. I get to see what their strengths are, everything before we hire them to work for us. So it's a good program, and I can find what's best suits each individual separately, because they're all different, of what spot that they would fit into the workforce.
And then my last question for you is, what would you recommend to a business that might be interested in taking part in this program? We're trying to expand throughout this area and try to get more work sites on board for summers coming and maybe even year-round programs. So what would you recommend to a business that might be interested?
I think if they come in with an open mind, there's a lot of good youths out there and a lot of kids that want to work, but just nobody's hiring them. We're getting older people now, and nobody really wants to take the time for the kids. I think if you have an open mind, there's a lot of good kids out there that want to work hard, and want to make a career for themselves, because a lot of them maybe not even can go to college. So I think if any business, this is free help. We give these kids a chance, and it's a good program.
So thank you for meeting with me today. I hope you have a great summer with all the youth coming in. And I know that you do have a lot of youth from years past still currently working here as well, right?
Yeah, still working. I still have, now they're adults, really. They're in their 20s. For at least 6 years, I still have probably about 5 of them still employed with me.
That's awesome. So I hope that you get to bring on at least 5 more for 5 more years.
I hope so. Enjoy the program.
Thank you. That's going to close out episode 1 of The Workplace. I again want to thank Stephanie Smith and Jackie Braley for sharing their time with me and allowing me to get a little more information about how the Summer Youth Jobs Program has worked for them. If you have more information on Mass Hire Greater New Bedford's Summer Youth Jobs Program, you can visit masshiregnbcc.com. And if you're an employer that's interested in taking part in this program as a work site, feel free to reach out to Stephanie Smith directly, even if it's past the March 22nd deadline. Again, thank you for listening. This is The Workplace.